And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So over the next 15 minutes, we'll go over some ideas, some strategies to help you improve your current investments and to enhance your retirement income. Now today we're going to focus in on your RSP. And for those still contributing, those under the age of 70, mostly 65 and under, this recent market downturn, which could be 60 days or more, what an opportunity to invest. You're not taking money out, you're putting more money in at this point in your life. You're buying, not selling. And every time the market falls, it opens a door for you. It provides an opportunity to buy or purchase more units at a discount, more stock fractions, cheaper than they were just a few weeks ago. So we'll call it the January-February winter sale. Maybe during the final 60 days of RSP season, a chance to top up more RSP contributions, lowering your taxable income for 2021. Now, the best strategy for building wealth is simply a constant, continuous, regular deposits. Dollar cost averaging through the mostly highs and sometimes lows, weekly, month after month, year after year, just like clockwork. Put regular deposits in well-allocated set of funds, and all you do is you make your lunch and you go to work. For those withdrawing, perhaps aged 70 and up, continue with regular withdrawals, but sometimes when the markets are up, like last summer, you can take some extra paper profit out, especially if it's tax-free. But when markets are down, you do nothing but continue regular withdrawals. You make your lunch and read a book. So when the markets are lower, as they are right now, it's a good time to add extra if you can. A great opportunity right now to load up the RSP hay wagon. There's lots of room on the wagon, and the hay is much cheaper than it was prior to Christmas. For most retirees who'd be 70-plus, their RSP hay wagon is full. Can't put any more on it. And the January after your 71st birthday, the RSP automatically converts to a RIF, that's a Registered Retirement Income Fund, and your former company pensions, LIRA, that converts to a LIF, a life income fund, and taxable withdrawals begin. So today, let's focus on someone aged 71, nearing the end of their RSP timeline and just before a RIF has to start. And I'm going to use an investment value of $400,000, mainly because it's an easy number to work with. You can divide it in half and quarters. And how much should I have? It's always a good question. Well, recent studies in Canada, a good number to have invested to retire comfortably is $750,000. Now, don't fret. That's not the average, simply what a comfortable target should be. 32% of Canadians 65 and under don't have any RSP. By far, the majority are in the $300,000 range at age 70. Now, some financial advisors prefer to deal with clients with at least $500,000 and up, so you're kind of left out. But yet you've worked too long, too hard, and have too much money to be ignored at the bank and low-performing funds sitting there for years. And you're assigned a different advisor every few years, and each one may be younger than the last, may be looking to learn and gain experience with your investments. So you fall into the majority, just a good-sized account, whatever it is, $85,000, $400,000. It's important. It's very important to you. So you need to take an interest. You need to enhance, improve, extend the life of your money. It applies to all of us. Whatever you have, it works fine. So with that, let's look at the 71-year-old with $400,000 RSP about to convert to a RIF by next January, and you can follow along using your own numbers and break it down to scale. And we'll be back in just a moment to set it up.
Welcome to your Financial Destination Show, an educational investment series hosted by Roger Hamilton, featuring strategies to enhance your retirement income. During his 10 years as a financial advisor, Roger has provided sound advice on how to improve personal investments to hundreds of people, many of whom are Seaside FM listeners. To discuss how to improve your investments, email Roger at roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and or market linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income. On your Financial Destination Show, we'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
And we're back. So $400,000 RSP age 71 going to start withdrawing soon, not adding any more, retired. And the goal, the first thought in any client's mind, well, this money has to last me. Life projections, we're supposed to get to about 90 plus. So this money has to last me 20 to 25 years in retirement, $400,000. Now, using the standard withdrawals, usually about 4% per year, 4% times 25 would be your 100%. So in this case, at $400,000, it would be $16,000 a year you'd be withdrawing for 25 years. Now, with zero return and zero movement, $16,000 a year would last you the 25. But inflation would eat away at least 2% and now higher a year. So you're losing dollar value, purchasing power, and within a decade, you're cutting back on perhaps important items. Your $16,000 keeps buying you less and less. Now, plus in a RIF, there are minimums that you have to withdraw. So by age 71, it's around 5.4% per year of your total amount. So in this case, $400,000, that's about $22,000 a year in the first year you have to take out. And that percentage that you have to withdraw keeps increasing as you age. So if your money doesn't grow enough, the percentage you have to take out increases. But if the funds don't grow or rapidly decline early on, either your income drops and or you have to take out more money and your money starts to drain faster than you had planned. Now, in your 70s, you should be seeking that reasonable return of around 6% per year, long term, a decade of 6% annual returns, because you're withdrawing between 5 to 7% minimums in your RIFs while you're in your 70s. Now, what to avoid? Well, high-flying or risky venture penny stocks, or emerging or high-volatile funds, and internet investment tips that your 35-year-old son Larry suggested while he took a break from PlayStation, waiting for his supper to be brought down to him. For now, you're just gambling. Gambling as if you were 35, and you shouldn't do it then, but now you're 70, and if you gamble, you're going to lose. You want reasonable growth, reasonable returns, age 70-plus. Today's standard, it's around 6% in today's market. You're in. Year out. Not just last year. For most funds, we're double that last year. But yearly, annual, average, 5.5, 6%. You won't get rich quick, but you're looking to extend the life of your investments. So three possible options with this $400,000 RSP portfolio that has taken you probably over 35 years to build up, and you can't add any more, and you're not going back to work. It has to last 20 plus years. $400,000, the most common, simple selection of high-quality growth, value, dividend-type funds. Could be ETFs and mutuals, could be life-insured with the SEG funds, probably at age 70. You're geographically diversified, Canada, U.S., mid-cap, large-cap, and some international, and that's called the core. And you probably stay away from focus funds like the Far East and narrow-focus funds like energy and resources. Under 65, adding those to your RSP, yes. But not when you start withdrawing. Those bigger swingers, they're more volatile. You're withdrawing around 5% or more per year, and you get too risky a set of funds or stocks, it might drop 15%. And if you're heavily weighted in funds like that, that cuts into the life of your retirement income. You don't have an opportunity to buy more when the markets dip, like you did when you were just a youngster, 65 and under. So to provide comfort in these core growth funds, maybe add a bit of balance or income funds. Then adjust over the next decade as you get older and when you do your annual reviews with your advisor. But even the best quality growth and income funds can dip. We saw that before. So far this year, sometimes market manipulation. Sometimes it's the market, sometimes it's manipulation. So to give you an idea, less than 20% of investors own or control over 80% of the markets, meaning a lot of rich companies and power brokers still influence the market, sometimes fact, sometimes fiction, and rumor and action can spin the market up or down rather quickly. Once again, this past January, the known fact that interest rates were going to climb a bit, gradually, from next to nothing to a tad higher. A market had reaction and then an overreaction. So to avoid some of that from happening in your RIF, looking for more constant returns in that 6 to 8% bracket, some clients look for alternatives to the public markets. They might place 10, 15% in alternatives, are also called private markets. So maybe in this case, $50,000 of your $400,000 placed in two or three private equity funds. You diversify those as well. Now, you'll consult with a private market specialist before and find out more details before investing. You find out the risk and the timelines. And not all private equity funds are the same. Like any business, there's always a few good ones that rise to the top and others that want to be. Private equity funds. That market has expanded to a $1 trillion business now. And tougher regulations should separate the contenders from the pretenders, but not always. Private equity funds not listed. So you don't get these market swings, the up and down by up 12% one year and up 3% the next, and then minus 3 and up 17, but more of a predictable, not guaranteed, but predictable returns, often in the 6 to 8% per year bracket. So let's call it 7%. For you'd probably hold again two or three funds with this $50,000. They could be in real estate, could be in corporate loans or company debt, government tax credits, or a mid-cap Canadian or American growth. Now, 7% for some investors wasn't really exciting the past few years. Why so low? Because I'm getting double-digit returns in the open markets. Well, double-digit returns are not the normal over time. Over time, you won't get rich quick. It's over time. You know, over a 10-year span, a 7% return, your money doubles. Private equity or income funds are not guaranteed, neither are the rates. They're called target distributions. And a few years back, some of these funds, before COVID, were offering 9% plus, but since COVID, distributions are now more in the 7%. COVID has affected all of us in some way. Some of us infected, but all of us affected. And investments as well. Affected, yes, but less impacted. Needles and vaccines don't make you invincible, but should enhance your chances of less negative impact. You want the same with your investments. This January, clients of mine, seeing some of their investments down 5% from the start of the month. It was nice to see their private equity funds, not only were they not down, but still producing 7%. So part of their portfolio was up, profitable, income consistent. Your investment retirement goal should be to achieve a long-term 6 to 7% range, yearly for a decade and then some. Whether you choose ETFs or whatever you choose, or SEG funds or private income funds, they all have a similar goal, but a varied path. Open funds, the line kind of varies up and down, but over time, upward and to the right. Your alternative or private funds, it's more of a straight line, predictable, but not guaranteed. So choose the path that suits your needs. Another option, we'll talk about it in more detail later on, maybe place perhaps a portion of your RIF into an annuity, a money for life. It can be a very smart RIF option for those very cautious investors. Take $100,000, you withdraw 5.4%, $5,400 in the first year, and the money for life would pay you that amount and never less, sometimes more each year, and it never runs out, well into your 90s and beyond. And it is guaranteed. But we'll dig into that in more detail in an upcoming show. It can be a bit to go over, and it takes a bit more time on the radio because you really can't see the numbers. $400,000 could all be in SEG funds, life insured, growth, dividend, value, and balance. Private equity funds and or annuities might complement part of that portfolio. But suffice to say, whatever the amount, whatever your goals, talk to your advisor. Understand and be comfortable with the options. And seek ways to enhance, to improve, and don't ignore and settle for less, expecting the government or the bank or your parents to take care of you. You see your doctor on how to extend your life. You consult with your financial doctor to extend the life of your money. We thank you for listening in this morning. Today's show will be on my website in a few weeks, yourfinancialdestination.ca. We're located at 1702 Sackville Drive. And speaking of doctors, yeah, we do house calls. You can call 902-499-5879. This is Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.